Hey backstage, it's B. Here's the questionnaire that no one asked for. The quest for the questionnaire by who by? I'm totally sorry if I completely screwed up the pronunciation. Sorry. Okay, so let's get started. One, how much time do you spend surfing the web, browsing Reddit on average? More than I should. Way more than I should. Say a few hours each day? On weekends when I'm really lazy, it might be upwards of 10, but I do try to not stare at a screen all day, so hopefully less. Number two, what is your favorite website online? Reddit, like in general, not just around the audio stuff, but just most of Reddit. Number three, what age did you start using the internet? Well, I'm young enough that the internet was kind of always part of my life. But I guess I started using it like independently. Like, I told my mom where I was going, but I would use it every day kind of situation when I was around 9 or so. Yeah, sounds about right. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? My laptop, just keyboard, bigger screen, all that fun stuff. Five, have you ever told friends, coworkers about GWA and how'd they react? No. Oh God, no. Just no way would I do that. And six, if so, have you ever told anyone about my your postings? Therefore, no. God, no. Too shy. Too introverted, too all those things. So that brings us to the next question, which is seven. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you talking about sex? Or about sex in general? Online 8, offline 3 on a good day. I mean, I like making recordings and I can talk about things like that online or not in person. But offline, yeah, no, too shy. I can talk about it medically, and like if I use very specific, the accepted medical terms and nothing really sexy or fun, I'm fine. But when you get into personal shit, I can share some of it, and very limited details. Hey, if you care to share, what is your sexuality? I don't know. I mean, if I had to fill out a survey and give you a single answer, it would be straight. I like guys. However, some of you ladies are really freaking hot. But it's weird, like, I'll appreciate their body from a distance, kind of like a creepy guy will just kind of stare at a woman's body. I don't stare though, but like I'll appreciate things like some of you girls really nice butts. That's my thing on ladies and guys, but yeah, nice butts. But at the same time, I like looking at them and thinking they're pretty. I don't necessarily want to engage sexually with them. So, I don't think that counts as being bisexual because I'm not sexually attracted, but I don't know where that falls. So, yeah. All right, nine. How often do you think about sex or masturbate? Well, masturbate about once a day, which is theoretically a lot for females, but meh. And thinking about sex, it really depends. I can go for like 2 weeks to a month without thinking about it. And then other days it'll be like completely distracting me. Bad. Who is your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one, if you don't want any names. Oh hell, I'll just embarrass them if they read or listen rather to this. Well, it kind of goes in phases. Like, I'll like someone a lot, listen to them all the time, and then I'll just kind of take a break. Not because they're bad or anything, but just so I can hear something different. But, my three current favorites are Kinky Angel 91, I think that's how their name goes. Really cute voice, a really fun personality, or at least that's what you put forward. And your audios are hot, yeah. And then Northerly, great accent. It's kind of cute how sneaky he is and very daring. Lots of at work videos, like, or audios, as in actually at work. Why did I say videos? Anyway. And also, you're the only one besides me that has done the audio that I know of related to sounding. So, yay, buddies. And then finally, John17999, just, I don't know what it is. I'm not even all that dominant, but like everything you do, your things are just sound really hot to me. And yeah, you seem like a cute person. Totally sorry if I embarrassed any of you. Moving on. 11. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? I'm a virgin. Yeah. Moving on now. Number 12. Who is your number one celebrity crush? Zac Efron. 1,000 times Zac Efron. Oh my god, yes. So hot. The really striking eyes and kind of dorky look, but in a good way dorky. All the yes. 13. Do you like to drink or get drunk? Well, I'm underage, so I'm a good girl and I don't drink. I'm totally on here doing things completely PG and all that fun stuff. That being said, the second part of the question is beer, wine, cocktail, or straight liquor? Wine, particularly white wine, and some straight liquor. I don't drink really what you can get much at college parties, because my parents would sometimes share the good liquor with me, and I guess I'm spoiled now, but I can't really stand it, so I just abstain. Number 14. What is your favorite food? Something you could never get tired of eating? Chocolate everything. But I mean, that's kind of cheating. And I feel like I could get sick of plain chocolate eventually, especially if it was only one type of chocolate. Potato chips? Yeah, probably those I could never get tired of, even if it was the same type of potato, even if it was like genetic clone. That's not how potatoes chips work. But you get the idea of the same potato chip, I could still continue to eat it. But my favorite food is definitely chocolate. What is your favorite band? And if you have a hard time with this question, what was the last song you listened to? I'm gonna do that second one because favorites is music is kind of hard for me. I think the last song I listened to was Take Your Time by Sam Hunt. It's really, really sappy. And, like, I know I shouldn't fall for it, but I totally do. Listen, you should all listen to it. Number 16. What color are your eyes / hair? My eyes are hazel green, and my hair is kind of a medium light brown, somewhere in that ring. Slightly on the more light side, the medium. Brown's a big range, okay? And off of that, what color of eyes and hair is your favorite on a dream partner? So this is kind of going off the whole Zac Efron thing, but I always imagine a fantasy partner with hair sort of similar to mine, definitely somewhere in the brown spectrum, and blue eyes, and occasionally brown, but usually blue eyes. Obviously, none of this really matters in real life, but if I was at, like, a Build-A-Man, that's totally what I would pick. What is your favorite time to masturbate? Probably late at night. Just because I know I won't be interrupted, and I kind of like masturbating in the dark with my eyes closed. And if there's other light around me, that's kind of distracting. So yeah, night. 18. Are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? Definitely bottom, but if you tease me enough, or if you're good enough, I feel like I could probably switch for you. But as stated previously, I'm a virgin, so I don't really 100% know. 19. Do you have any hobbies? Yeah, horseback riding. I'm actually on my college's team, and it's pretty fun. I'm really bad, but it's pretty fun. Alright, number 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would you be, and how would it be, rather, and how would you use it? It's a toss-up between invisibility and mind reading, and the only reason I'm a little iffy on mind reading is if I couldn't turn it off, that could be a bit stressful. But either way, I'd kind of use it for my own purposes and my own amusement, which are sometimes a little bit evil. But I'd also use it to, like, surreptitiously help my friends. So, yeah, kind of use it depending on my mood. And bonus questions. Yay! So, when listening to a Gone Wild audio entry, do you ever picture what the performer might look like? I sort of get ideas about what different people might look like. For guys especially, they all sort of follow, like, a template of kind of guys that appear hot in my mind. But, they do a variation according to their voice, and I'm sure none of them are right. And I don't want to embarrass or make people feel weird by sharing any of those, so, I'm just not gonna. Bonus 2. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? Once. When I was masturbating, my brother needed to come into my room for some reason, and you know how brothers don't knock. And it was, like, right at the beginning of my orgasm, and oh boy, that was weird. Because it was like, my mind was like, stop, but my body was already past the point of when stopping was an option, so I was like, hey, how's it going? Go away, please. Which is something I usually say to my brother, so that's not too weird. And bonus question 3/ the final question. Have you ever heard someone on Gone Wild audio that you could swear you knew from somewhere else? There was one or two, but now that I've listened to them more, I'm quite confident you're not who I know, and I don't want to make anyone feel awkward, so I'm just not going to share names. All right, so if you made it this far, thank you for listening. If you didn't make it this far, thank you for attempting. And bye.